Episode number 295, Mustard Pilots Camaro to World Challenge Win.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Oh, here we go with another week. It's now May.
Yay.
Getting closer to summer.
Yeah, you'd think. not around here.
Gas prices are up another 10 cents this week.
Oh, it must be summer then.
Yeah, they got to get in the summer blend now, you know? So.
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, they got to get in the summer raping is what they need to do.
Yeah.
Before we get any deeper into the old, gas price rant, got to give a word out to everybody down south that got
pummeled,
annihilated by mile wide tornadoes. I mean, that's a big deal. And
a lot of friends in Alabama posting on Facebook.
Right, that's right. So hang in there. Wish you the best. And I think it's kind of crappy that you guys got outshined by a couple of rich people over there on the other side of the world getting married. So, you know, good for them, but yeah. let's make it good for you guys too. So, and hope everybody can recover quickly.
Yep.
And be better than they started, I guess. I don't know. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Gas prices. They suck.
Yeah, up another 10 cents this week.
Just for kicks. You know, why not? What the hell?
Yeah. We're probably looking at $5 a gallon here and probably if they keep going this rate, probably in 2 months.
I can't wait.
Maybe end of June?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
$5 a gallon.
Why not, you know?
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, you know, we were on the road to economic recovery, so why not stop that?
Yeah, why not?
Bitches. Well, let's get back to some good news.
Yeah.
We got some really good news, actually. Longtime Camaro Z20.com member and friend of the Camaro Z20.com community and personal friend of a lot of people in that community, including Chris and I,
yes.
Jordan Musser, took a win. They're in Utah at Miller Motorsports Park for the World Challenge event in round 4. This is a big deal. This is a great thing.
Cool Camaro at Momentum Race Group.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you look closely, you'll see a Camaro Z28.com logo right behind the rear tire.
Of course.
If it's not covered up by rubber. Because Camaro Z28.com is very, very proud and happy and honored to be one of the sponsors of the Momentum Race Group Camaros. Something you don't see every day, you know, on the enthusiast owned website leading into the professional race world.
Yeah, wow.
So we're glad to be a part of things. Jordan, this is one of his first professional starts and just cleaned up.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, he started way back further than what he wanted to and climbed through the ranks. And Chris, you'll link this up in the show notes.
Absolutely, he just posted right before we started the show.
Did he? All right, good.
Yeah, so we're gonna link up his article, and
I'll read you. You want me to read some?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of
read
it?
A little bit of it.
Well, Musser was not only making his first Pirelli World Challenge start, but one of the first professional starts in his career. It goes on to say, Musser's number 5 Momentum Race Fuel Energy Drink / CamaroZ20.com Camaro. Chevrolet Camaro started 13th in the GTS class after qualifying was canceled because he was posting pictures of snow on his car.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was the quickest in each of the 2 Friday practice sessions. Starting further back than he would have liked, Musser made a steady climb through the GTS field. The Camaro picked off 3 positions on the opening lap prior to the yellow flag coming out and then jumped 4 more positions to 6th on the lap 6 restart. He continued to move forward and picked off car after car, including the number 19 Varsity Ford Ann Arbor Steeda Ford Mustang Boss 302 of Jason Von Kluge on lap 10. Then he chased second starting Eric Foss in the number 3 Traxxas St. Jude Hospital SPX Ford Mustang FR500S for 8 laps, moving into the lead after 18 GTS laps and holding off Foss for a 0.413 second win. Musser also turned the fastest GTS lap of the race with a time of 2 minutes 1 second at 90.104 miles per hour and earned the Invisible Glass Clean Pass of the Racing Award for his pass for the lead. Jordan says, it may have looked easy, but believe me, it wasn't. I probably only turned a couple hundred laps in a race car in my life, probably 5 laps this year. I've really been working hard with the team drivers, Alex and RD. If I say that, mispronounce that, Jordan, forgive me. I own the business now, and I run the race shop. I build the race cars. I'm the engineer by trade, so I'm the catch-all guy for everything technical with the team. I knew I wanted an opportunity to drive, and I built the business around trying to get that opportunity.
Well, it's not like he's not ever driven stuff before.
Yeah,
I mean he's a world champion shifter kart racer.
Yeah, that's where he got started, you know. Right. And then he did some drag racing with his. I think he had a '94 Camaro Z28. Uh-huh. That's really what brought him to our community. Way back in the day. Yeah. In fact, somewhere on the main page of the Camaro Z28.com website, just use a search box and search for Musser, and you'll find his bio, and he talks about you know, how he got started. I won't read the whole thing, but...
I'll definitely link it up in the show notes.
Yeah. It says, I chose the more cautious approach. I got around the car. I put my head down. I drove that thing so hard. I was using drift, curbs, everything I could to make it work, but it all worked out. I could not be happier for my team. Musser also won the Sunoco Hard Charger Award for improving the most positions from his start.
Cool.
Kick ass. Yeah, we couldn't be happier
good
for
job,
you and your team as well,
Jordan.
Man. Jordan. You got to be happy with that.
Yeah.
So, excellent. And well-deserving of our topic here, of our main topic of this episode.
Definitely.
Jordan participates actively on the Camaro Z28.com forums. Just check him out. He's got, he's
a Texas moderator.
That's right. And he's a special guest because of his race team and, of course, his longtime tenure on Camaro Z28.com. So, way to go. Keep going, Jordan, and keep giving us updates, and we'll keep rooting for you.
Moving on to a next topic we have here.
Yeah.
A couple cool things came out this week we're going to go over. First of which, it looks as though Chevrolet and GM are going to come out with an Honor and Valor Camaro, only 99 of them. It's got a special little badge there in honor of you military folks out there. I'm trying to find the article here.
It's right on the main page of CamaroZ28.com if you missed it, ladies and gentlemen, and Chris is going to...
Yeah, Chevrolet will honor National Military Appreciation Month by expanding the industry-leading GM military discount to military spouses and retirees, offering an exclusive honor badge to anyone who buys an eligible Chevrolet through the program and by donating $100 to Cell Phones for Soldiers for each eligible vehicle sold with a military discount. Very, very cool.
The car looks decent. It's subtle. I mean, it looks like, you know, your standard production colors with what is a Yanko-styled stripe. And right underneath the Camaro... badging on the side is the Honor and Valor badge.
Yeah, it's a little yellow ribbon there.
Yep. Looks like it's got ground effects too, the factory style or the GM Performance Parts ground effects.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah. The good looking car, not over the top, not nutty with, you know, bullseyes and American flags going
bullseyes
over it. Or whatever, you know what I mean. Kind of like the very cool special edition cars that are on the Chevrolet Tour. This is something that, you know, you can attain if you're quick. They're only making 99 of them.
Right. And they will debut during the Indianapolis 500 Military Personnel Parade on May 28th. So I guess in order to get one, they'll be available to order through GMMilitaryDiscount.com beginning in May. Today, May 1st.
Yep. There you go.
So we will go ahead and link that up in the show notes as well.
Nice. Nice job, Chevrolet.
Absolutely. You don't see really any other manufacturers doing this.
No. No. No, I mean, and you know, it's not criticizing, but I mean, it's nice to see Chevrolet really, General Motors really supporting, you know, those who support us.
Yeah.
And so, speaking of something you don't see every day.
No, you definitely don't.
This also made the front page of CamaroZ28.com. I saw this, and I got to say, I thought it was pretty cool.
I've been seeing links to this video all over Twitter. So people are definitely talking about it. And what better way to get your company name out there than to produce a video like this?
Oh, man. It's a well-done video, too.
How would you like to have your car painted chrome?
Painted?
Painted.
Painted?
Chrome. Right.
I wouldn't want it painted.
Okay. How about wrapped?
I could do it. As long as I had, like, a lifetime supply of Windex. Or, as I prefer, I prefer
okay, how would other
Stoner.
People on the road on a sunny day feel like you driving next to them?
Well, they probably won't feel anything after they plow into you because they're blinded by the light.
But anyways, this is cool. There's a company out of
Germany,
the Czech Republic,
yeah,
called Tintec. They're promoting their chrome exterior wrap for the Chevrolet Camaro SS that will either make your eyes hurt or it will make you Google their name to find out more, and it did.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Right away.
So there's this cool video, we'll link it up in the show notes, of the company with a chrome wrap for a Camaro.
And it pretty much wrapped every painted exterior surface in a chrome film. I guess they specialize in this? Or
they do. They also own a chrome effect. They also do, if you don't like the silver, they do gold, black, green, blue, orange, red, and violet.
Orange, man. I've been on orange kick ever since I got my Inferno orange interior. Yeah. Cool stuff. So, as you know, as we always have a front page article, and we come out with one at least every couple of days, sometimes one a day. And if you're not checking our Facebook, Twitter, or just the main page itself, you're missing out on some cool stuff.
Yeah.
In the forum discussion, somebody had an interesting thought. Slappy 3243, he's been on the board since 2001. He said perhaps wrapping cars will soon replace painting them. That would be interesting.
Well, that's actually an interesting concept, because this year at SEMA, we saw quite a few cars there that we thought maybe were kind of kick-ass paint jobs, but they were actually wrapped.
I gotta make a correction. Just before that, Chevy Cobb, good old Cobby, actually made a mentioning of that. So, yeah. You know, what if you could order a car and just wrap it, just like the cars in SEMA, like you were just saying.
What do you think?
I think it'd be interesting, because there's no chemical. Well, I'm sure there's chemical in the production of film, but not liquid chemical with airborne. Yeah. Well, I don't know how they manufacture this, right. But I'm sure it's not using a spray gun, you know.
And I don't know what's all involved in wrapping a car either. How long it takes, how much effort you have to put into it. I mean, is it like putting tint on windows where it's a painstaking, got to get all the bubbles out, you know, soapy water.
All right, so what if you do? You peel it off that panel and you start over.
Right.
But if you were to screw up a paint job, you got to pretty much, you know, really, really be an artist to get it blended right, or you have to redo the whole thing.
I'm thinking of do-it-yourselfers.
I don't know. I mean, I think it can be done. It probably, just like painting your own car,
yeah.
I'm sure taking it to a professional would result in a better job. But say it was that way. You know, you just pick your color of whatever foil wrap you want or whatever, and then you get a rock chip. All right, no big deal. You go to the dealership, and inside of 2 hours, they peel the wrap off and put a new one on, and you can pretty much guarantee it'll match.
Yeah, pretty neat, huh?
The only thing that, you know, if there's a dent or something, I bet you the foil or film would accentuate the dent, so they'd still have to do body work. But it's a neat idea.
Yeah.
It's a really neat idea.
I mean, we've been seeing it for probably, what's it been, about 10 years now, where we're seeing wrapped cars with advertisements?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I always see the little Mini Cooper running around, the Red Bull Mini Cooper running around.
And so, like you said, at SEMA, they have carbon fiber and flat black. And, you know, I mean,
because I think we brought that up when we were in the Nitto booth, and there was a Camaro in there, and it was like, wow, is that carbon fiber? And they're like, no, man, that's just wrapped.
Yeah, I think it was the American Racing Camaro this past year. It was one of my favorites of that show, by the way. Yeah, I mean, you can wrap a whole car, and it's cheaper. I mean, if you were to like bring a 69 Camaro to my buddy Jim at Jim Tech, who does all my custom paint work, and you were to say, I need this car completely repainted, you're looking at $20,000. We're talking a professional show job going down to bare metal and then coming back as a show quality piece.
Yeah.
But $20,000. That's a lot of money.
Sure is.
You know, I mean, that's
how much
that's
do you
everything.
Think a wrap job costs?
Tops?
Yeah.
I could take a stab, $5,000.
$5,000.
Maybe. Huh. Maybe not even that much. Hmm. I mean, all you need is a heat gun in a clean environment.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea what these things cost.
I don't either. Anybody on the board that's involved in the industry? I know one of our old friend that used to run Club Concepts. Now he runs, he's got that company out there in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, the name is escaping me too. He's going to kill me if you listen to the show.
Dave? No.
No.
Like?
The name of his company, his name is Scott Naparella.
Scott, yeah.
Anyway, he's done raps. I should check with him. I'd consider doing it just for kicks, because all you do is peel it off. Probably need to clay the crap out of your car when it's done.
But wrap the Camaro Z28 logo all over the car.
That'd be bitching. But if not chrome, I mean, hey, I don't want gray today. I think I'll do blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spend a few. It probably takes a while to do right. Probably takes a couple of guys for big pieces. But I think it's cool. I wonder if it's not a piece of the future of auto detail or auto surfaces. So I don't know. It's cool. So check out the thread. Add your two bits. See what you think. And somebody needs to go out and do that. We got to move on, eh?
Yeah.
Camaro Scotty coming through again with some cool information.
Effective May 2nd, that's tomorrow, there's going to be some price increases here for Camaro. It looks this is for the build-out of the 2011 model year,
mm-hmm.
and possibly a new pricing increase for the 2012 model year. Looks like it's gone up a little bit here. You can pick up a base Camaro LS now for $23,655.
Still reasonable for what you get.
And then the top end, which is a Camaro convertible 2SS model, for a base of $40,625.
Getting a little crazy.
Do it.
Me? No, you. You're the. I got to sell my car first, and nobody wants my car.
There you have it.
Yeah. So, hey, you know what? It's bound to happen, just like anything else. They go up. Like the gas prices. Thank you.
I mean, gas prices are going to figure into everybody's equation soon.
All over again.
I mean, everybody's got to ship something. Everybody's got to receive something. There's transportation costs. And when the cost of fuel goes up, obviously the first, second, third tier providers, wherever that stuff's coming from, has got to pay for it as well.
They got to pay for it extra to receive it. They got to pay extra to ship it out.
So, I don't know.
Damn, dependency on foreign oil.
Yeah.
I don't know. That may not even be true. It may not have anything to do with it. Who knows? That's a thing. Somebody knows, but they're probably making so much money that there's no way that they're going to say anything about it.
Of course not.
They're just going to keep raking it in, and they're going to keep raping us. All right, let's move on to something happy again. I don't know how I got back into the negative pit of gas crap. We got some voicemails? What do we got?
We sure do. We got three.
Cool. All right, let's kick them off. Let's be happy. Let's have some fun.
Hey, guys. It's Jonathan Brown out in New Jersey. I just got back from seeing the New York Auto Show where they had the ZL1. And as cool as it looks in the pictures and as cool as the Camaro SS is and everything, I got to tell you, this thing was amazing. Person. It was such a badass ride. Bright red, black stripes, black hood, beautiful rims, interior was stunning. I mean, it was just an amazing car. GM has outdone itself. It's clearly, easily worth the $50,000, give or take a couple grand one way or the other. That's a badass ride. I have to say, I think that was the best car at the New York Auto Show. Not including, 300,000 whatevers. I mean, it's a real car. That was just an amazing vehicle. And the product people were very nice. It was interesting. GM was actually in its own wing, the New North wing. It took me a while to find the General Motors product. But all their cars look great. The CTS-V, the Coupe, the Corvette. Always look good. Camaro looks good, but that ZL1, holy crap. Anyways, I just thought I'd touch base with you. Always a great show, and have a good one. Thank you.
Mr. Jonathan Brown.
I think he liked the ZL1.
You think?
I think so.
He's our correspondent from the New York Auto Show this year?
You said it wrong.
The New York Auto Show? What?
New York.
Oh, New York.
Sorry, the
Jonathan. ZL1 car.
I'm sure we sound just as different.
I love that accent.
Do you?
I love it.
Yeah, because you can threaten somebody with that accent, and it's magnified. I'm going to break your freaking head open.
Thanks for calling in, Jonathan.
Good to hear from you, buddy. Thanks for the report.
Here's the next one.
All right.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Jason. This is Damon. My name on the forums is Dr. Damon. Just wanted to call in and say hi. I've enjoyed listening to you guys for the past, I don't know, half, maybe 4 years. You guys do a great job and a great service to the Camaro community. Just wanted to call in after you guys had given me a shout-out on the post I made a couple weeks back about taking delivery of my of my 2011 Camaro SS, Praying Mantis Green, Synergy Green. I've had it in my car for about a month, and I love, love, love it. It's a daily driver, and I drive over 100 miles a day round trip in my commute to work, so it makes the commute go a whole lot faster. It's a lot funner. The color is amazing. Thanks to GM for releasing such a great, vibrant, polarizing color. I feel like I'm driving my Camaro that has a Lamborghini paint job on it. Anyway, hopefully GM will put out some more exciting colors in the future. I love my car again. It's a great vehicle. I'm so glad that GM decided to release it. And it's an exciting time for us car enthusiasts. Anyway, you guys have a great week, and thanks. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Awesome.
Dr. Damon.
Got to hear from Dr. Damon.
Yeah.
Cool.
I wonder if he's wearing those green shoes that match his car from the picture.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, man. You could just tell in the post that he's just loving the crap out of this car. And even his family, they just look, he's got a terrific looking family, and they look like they're enjoying the moment of taking delivery of that car just like he is. And then you could tell in his voice when he called in.
Yeah. Synergy Green, man. I tell you, it has really, I don't know, it hit home with a lot of people.
More than I thought.
Way more than I thought. I mean, from the first time we saw it at SEMA, we're like, wow, that's kind of neat, but I probably would never own that color.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, man, so many people are just absolutely in love with that color.
Even my father-in-law, who pretty much only drives white vehicles because he's that dry, he saw one on the road, and normally when he sees a messed up color on a car, he's like, whoever painted that car need to have their ass removed, or you know, whatever you would say. This Synergy Green, he said, hey, that's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, what?
And you can spot it a mile away.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not ugly. It's just striking. I think it's really a good word to use on it.
Saw one in somebody's driveway on my street this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I saw it from like a block away.
Well, there's nothing in nature that is that color unless it's lizard-like, and we're not going to see that here in the Detroit area. Nice stuff, and we're so glad you're happy, and we're so glad to have you part of our community, Dr. Damon.
Yeah.
By the way, I've had a pain in my side. Maybe you can help me diagnose. Okay. Anyway, so far, no submissions to the exhaust contest.
No.
So far. So you guys are slipping, man. We're giving away a $250 SLP gift certificate.
At the end of this month.
At the end of this month. In addition to the... Oh... We got to declare a winner of the April voicemail contest as well. So we need to get your voicemails in for either the big prize of $250 with an exhaust contest or the regular Camaro Z28.com prize vault prize. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we've got one more voicemail to go this week.
Hey, guys, it's Postal Dave. Getting ready to go to bed. It's 3 in the morning. Night shift is terrible. Anyways, the passports won't be available in time to go to the BBOMG. So I was wondering if you guys are going to have a meet and greet before you leave Michigan to head up there. We can get up there, but we won't be able to go across the border. So me and Sexy Wifey, we're wondering if you guys are going to have a meet and greet. If you do have a meet and greet, like a cannonball run rally type of thing, let us know on your podcast or on your website. Have a great weekend, and hope to talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Dude, Postal Dave. Oh, man, I thought you guys had already gotten your passports. Oh, man, that sucks.
I didn't catch it. Did he say?
He just said that something, he couldn't get the passports, and I think they sent me a message early in the week saying that the post office lost them.
Oh.
I thought he was joking, you know, because that's how Postal Dave is.
Got it. Well, whatever the case is, we're really sorry that you can't make it, but... It's funny that you brought that up because last night I was at a wedding for my sister-in-law, my wife's sister. And guess where it was at?
Where?
At the base of the bridge in Port Huron, Michigan, where the caravan is going to go through.
Oh, really?
I mean, I was standing at the base of the bridge at the hotel and convention center where the wedding was. And, of course, I planned out, okay, if we're going to have a quick meet up before we hop onto the ramp to get onto the bridge to go to Canada,
yeah.
Right there's a duty-free shop that's easy to get to because there's signs everywhere, and it's got a big, clean parking lot. And we can meet there before we head in. So I haven't even posted this yet.
Mm.
So
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's like right next to the ramp. Like you leave the parking lot and you there. So you know, Dave and Wifey, I know that's kind of a hike for the meet and greet, at least for Michigan. I'm sure there's something closer to your area. Yeah. So just I think there's a travel route thread that one of our members really took a lot of time to develop, and it's good stuff. Just post in there, check in, and gosh, man, it's a bummer we can't hang out with you in Oshawa, but I'm sure there'll be other opportunities. Hey, there's Camaro Superfest in July 4th weekend.
Yeah.
There's the Michigan F-Body meet and greet, which is, gosh, in 2 weeks?
It's the beginning of June.
Is it the beginning of June?
June 4th, I think.
What's going on?
I think that's what it is. It's in June.
Is it? Yeah. I'm losing track, but there's a lot of stuff, a lot of shows in this area that we can still... You know, well, let's get together one way or another. And is that it for voicemails?
That's it for voicemails. Now we need to give away the contest winner for the month of April for our call-in voicemail contest.
Yeah. And I'm looking over the records, and of course they're all pretty cool. Postal Dave must have us on speed dial.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Brown, close second. But it's not about quantity, it's about quality, and while they're all much appreciated, the what sticks out in my head, I'm looking over the list, it's got to be... Dr. Damon. I mean, he kind of captured the new car ownership experience.
Yeah, the enthusiasm.
I mean,
from his pictures to his voicemail he called in. I mean,
yeah,
that's awesome.
And you know what he needs for that car?
What does he need?
He needs a smooth lock.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
He's going to have that custom painted, though.
Yeah.
But, hey, so I'll get the Camaro Z28.com. Oh, let me head into the vault here. Hold on. Yeah,
I gotta blow the dust off of some of this stuff in here.
Oh, there's that sandwich that I was looking for. I must have sat it down the last time I was in here. Yeah. So okay, I got some good stuff. Chris, help me carry this out.
Okay.
All right. So, Dr. Damon, just email us, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Give us your mailing address and your shirt size if I got something that'll fit you. If I got something that you might like, and I'll get a prize pack out to you.
Cool.
I still have April's prize pack or March's prize pack to give out too.
Yep. We just got his info. He just emailed us last week.
So perfect timing. Thank you everybody for calling in this month. Of course, we do this every month. At the end of each month, we give out a prize for the voicemail that turns our Twinkie the most. I guess. I don't know. However you want to word it. And of course, we got the $250 SLP gift certificate for the best exhaust sound.
Your exhaust sounds in by the end of May.
Yeah, listen to the previous shows because
we've had a bunch already calling.
Yeah, 293, 292
episodes.
Yeah, episode 293, 292, even 294. So all the previous three or four episodes, we've gotten submissions. So if you haven't listened to them, tune in,
including one live last week.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
And somebody said that was one of our best episodes yet.
I know, I saw
it was
that
on our Facebook page, and I'm like, okay, what made it great? Which part?
Yeah.
And they didn't answer.
No.
Come on, what's up?
Yeah. No. Maybe it was the spontaneity of the caller.
It could be.
I don't know.
It could be. I'm actually surprised that our phone didn't ring while we're doing this, but they don't know when we're doing it. So.
Well, we've got a couple minutes left in this episode, so what I want to do is I want to go ahead and read some more of our messages that we received through our iPhone app, iPad, you know, and iPod Touch. We have an app out there, and you can send us a one-way message, and we'll go ahead and read them. So here's a couple right now. Wax up. I'm just driving in the rain and loving it. I don't know who that's from.
Wow.
Next one says, love you guys and the show.
We love you too.
And this is a pretty lengthy one here. Hey, girls.
Uh-oh.
I've been busy the last few months and haven't checked in a while, and I'm glad to see you guys are trucking along. You guys were talking about winter storage tips, and I didn't hear you mention gas tank and gas level. I've had to store my Chevy for the last year, and I was told to put premium fuel in the car and leave it half full. Does this sound right to you guys? I know storing empty is a bad idea. I've done this before, and my fuel pump went seized as a consequence. One last question. Is there any consensus on which tires are optimal for Camaro performance on the street? I just want a sticky tire that lasts a reasonable amount of time. Happy spring, guys. Have a good one. Cody, a.k.a. Ozzy 89 Chevy.
Wow, nifty. I think we did address, I know we've addressed fuel level.
I've always heard fill up your tank.
Fill it up. Fill it up as high as possible.
Yeah, to get the least amount of condensation or whatever build up in the tank.
And that's what I was always heard. And then I always put a fuel stabilizer in there, too, the correct amount. I use Stabil because I think it's the biggest, the most well-known name out there.
What I put in my snowmobile. Not snowmobile. Oh. Snowblower.
Yeah, I did, too. And I put it in my snowmobiles.
Yeah.
Leaving it half empty, I've not heard that that's the right thing to do. They either say leave it completely full or completely empty.
Yeah.
I recommend completely full. What was the other question you had?
For optimal performance, what tires?
You're going to get people fist fighting over this answer.
Oh, yeah, there's. I mean,
pick your poison.
Yeah.
You know, post on the board. There's a wheel and tire section for both the fifth gen Camaro as well as the previous generations.
Yeah.
You know, get some recommendations. Be specific about your uses, your expected mileage that you like to get out of them, and your expected price range. And somebody could surely tell you firsthand what they like. I prefer Nitto, but that's just me. What else we got?
Went to the NASCAR race at Texas Motor Speedway, and they had 43 Camaro convertibles. Everyone around me wet themselves. Eli from Fort Worth, Texas.
Thanks, Eli. Should have got some pictures of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the people wetting themselves.
He does have a picture.
Oh, what is it? Oh.
Look at them all. All coming around here.
That's NASCAR.
Yeah.
That's NASCAR.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see some you riding there on that guy. All right, what's next?
Next one is, I'm 15 and bought a wrecked V6 Camaro. This is a little look of it. He posted a picture here. It will be amazing when it's done, but please tell me what you think. But I had a question. What kind of supercharger can I put on a 98 V6 3.8 liter Camaro?
Tough one. Powerdyne?
Here's the picture.
Hood looks cool.
Yeah.
Powerdyne? Is Powerdyne still around?
I have no idea.
I've not heard of Powerdyne in a while. I don't know. I just check with all the major manufacturers, Vortec, Procharger, who else makes one? I consider Turbo if I were going to do anything, but make sure that the engine is healthy. You can't put a supercharger or forced induction or even just high performance stuff on a tired old engine.
Yeah.
So make sure that your foundation is strong.
Yeah.
And best of luck on that. It sounds like happy to have a car and get it going and let us know how it goes.
Next one says hello.
Hi.
That's the next message. It just says hi.
Hi.
Then one says, hey, it's Bear. Sorry about the exhaust clip. That was pretty bad. My car is pretty loud, so it'll be hard to get a decent sound clip. The landline is a good idea, though. Getting it tuned as we speak, picking it up on Friday. I'll try for a better one this weekend's podcast. P.S. I'm in sunny Florida now in some 80-degree weather. Really not looking forward to going back to Connecticut in 45 degrees and cold. Huh. Bear, call in whenever you want, man. Leave us another clip.
Yep. You can try it. You can enter the contest as many times as you like.
Yeah. Here's another picture sent in.
Whoa.
This one just says, this is the white ghost.
And it certainly is. Whoever sent this picture of a white, and I mean white everywhere.
Except the bow tie. Bow tie is black.
And it looks like it has heritage stripe outlines, which is pretty sharp. Send more photos. In fact, let's make it better. Create an account on CamaroZ20.com if you haven't already, which you should by now. Every account gets a garage space where they can upload photos of their car. I want to see more of this car. It was just neat looking.
Yeah. I think everybody else would like to see this too.
Yeah. So definitely do that and let us know who you are. Call back. Let us know.
Here's a bunch more random messages that say hi, 5555. I don't know. Here's a question. Is there any way to pick up a passenger seat so it doesn't sit so low? Driver's side has elect to lift. How can I get passenger seat to lift? Tried lifting handle on the front seat, but it just moves back and forth.
Help if we knew what generation and everything. A little more information on the car, and we're happy to help either that or post on the forums.
Yep. Someone here sent a bunch of question marks with a picture. Something fan club the Lions. Something. I have no idea.
But thanks for the photo of something we don't understand.
Is it a tattoo?
Could be. Not a bad one.
Here's a picture someone posted of the new Camaro Now magazine that just says Walgreens. Jake in El Paso.
Thanks, Jake. Now I'm going to have to check Walgreens because I still haven't been able to find it.
This one says, it's Royal Postal Couple, Postal Dave and Sexy Wifey. Sorry, we cannot make it to the BBOMG. Post Office lost our passports.
He's not joking.
Will there be a meet and greet before you guys leave Michigan? Maybe like a Cannonball Run briefing? We would like to meet you guys. But we can't go in Canada without our passports, David and Joanna.
He wasn't joking.
He wasn't joking. So we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
You know, if we can't meet you then, like you said, there's lots more other huge Camaro gatherings here in Michigan that maybe you guys can make it up for.
Especially Camaro Superfest July 4th weekend.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome event. Dave and Wifey and anybody else, of course, listening, I posted my personal Camaro show schedule on my car blog. At phantomss.com. Use that as a basis for all the stuff that's going on around the Metro Detroit area, in Michigan area. God, that's a bummer. That's just a bummer.
Yeah.
We are
long past our time.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
I was going to say one last thing, but I guess it'll have to wait. It's not important anyway. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. Conserve gas and save some for me.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.